It marked the first time since WAMC's and the New York League of Conservation Voters' well-received forum at the Linda back in July that every candidate had a place at a debate. Nathan LeBron, chairman of the Hispanic Coalition, moderated the Monday night colloquium.
The 2010 census showed a significant growth of the Hispanic population in the county of Albany. It was, 64.5% since the 2000 census.
The Hispanic Coalition of New York and LULAC, the League of Latin American Citizens, hosted the six candidates vying for mayor. The theme, Latino issues are Albany's issues. Independent Democrat Marlon Anderson running as a write-in.
I have been there for the community. I continue to be there for the community, and I will be that voice for the community.
Republican Jesse Calhoun.
Basically, the elected mayors from the one-party system have had 70 years to make this city great, and they haven't done it, so I think the city needs some fresh blood. I'd be honored to be that person.
Also a write-in, Independent Democrat Valerie Faust.
I believe that I have the heart of the people. I've heard them talk. I've heard their fear. I've heard their anger.
Green Party hopeful Teresa Portelli.
We can do better. Go green. Vote November 5th.
City Treasurer and Democratic Party candidate Kathy Sheehan.
My style of leadership is definitely a style of service leadership, of bringing community together, empowering our neighborhoods, empowering our residents, so that we can truly unleash the potential of our city.
And Conservative Party candidate Joe Sullivan.
If you elect me, you get Jerry Jennings, because one of my first appointments will be to appoint him mayor emeritus.
Questions for the candidates covered a wide range of topics, including diversity, neighborhoods, home ownership, family, youth, veterans, racial profiling, community policing, and the inevitable, taxes, education, and the student debt crisis. One question on the table was, if elected, do you support the creation of a local community college to help mitigate the comprehensive cost of attending college?
We don't need another college in the city of Albany, no.
I went to college, and I'm still paying for it deeply.
The old saying is, there's really no shortage of money. It's just shortage in your hand. And so we need to find out how to get it to us and to be able to help our students out.
We have so many colleges in Albany. Why don't they reduce the cost for residents of Albany? Simple thing. They're not paying taxes. They're not paying any service fees. So give us a break.
We have multiple institutions of higher learning. We have community colleges. What we don't have are ways to link the students that need the college education with those different programs. Oftentimes, it's too difficult or it takes too long to even get from Albany to Hudson Valley.
It's dumb for people to spend a fortune and run into debt to go to school when there are very few jobs when you get out. And that's a real dilemma. People winding up with college degrees, working McDonald's and places like that. If you do have another community college, it should be geared toward trades and learning skills. Not everybody is academically inclined, and not everybody has to go to college.
At one time or another during the evening, each candidate managed to connect, for better or worse, with members of the audience, as was the case when questioning turned to racial profiling.
I have a solid record of working on issues like police-community relations. We are afraid of each other, and we shouldn't be. We need to reach out and talk to each other again. Please.
It's even worse for our African-American and minority young people to be afraid of the police.
I think we need real community policing, not where we see police who act like stormtroopers. I mean, we're all part of the community.
I believe that all of our police officers should have to live in the city of Albany. If you have to walk the same streets with people, send your kids to the same school with people, run into people in the grocery store and the bank, you're going to start to look at this as your community, and you're going to behave accordingly.
People profile themselves by their own behavior. What we have to do is we have to really encourage people to adhere to the laws that exist.
Passions and issues took center stage at the forum. The true test comes on November 5th when voters have their say. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.